Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within. Damn, damn.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast, Underdog Bites right here, baby. Today's message is going to talk about from being average to getting to be a savage. That's right. The listeners out there today, all of you folks that think you're just average, that think you're just getting by, that are accepting mediocrity, that are allowing you to just be average, I want you to perk your ears up and listen today. The time is now to start becoming a savage, to start wanting more. Listen, there are times in our life where we feel like I'm at the top of my game, this is it, or I'm comfortable being in this situation. I don't want to make too much noise. I don't want to bring too much attention to myself. I don't want to create any more issues. I'm okay with this. There are some people that are made to be okay. There are some people that are made to be average. That happens. There's a lot of people like that. In fact, I believe there's more people that are made to be average than be a savage. I like to compare, we always hear the comparison of gazelles and lions. There are a lot more gazelles on our beings of people than there are lions. Lions want to take control. Lions want to deal with fear. Lions want to take charge. Lions want to hunt. They want to be the best. They're hungry. They're always getting up and looking for a fight. They're looking to be better. Gazelles just want to get by. For those listeners out there just want to get by, that's fine. Maybe that's who you are. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you have, that is your destiny to just get by and be okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're happy and you're successful inside, you're still winning. But for those that are just scared, they're scared to take a chance. They're scared to jump to the next level. They're scared to push and push and push, or poke and poke and poke, or kick and bite and scream. Don't be. The opportunity is there. Listen to me. No education. I didn't pay for college. I didn't freaking go. No high school education. I hustled, I grinded, I worked my way at every job I was, trying to be the best, trying to be number one, trying to be a savage. I didn't want to be average. I've never chased money. I never said, oh, I want to make $1 million. I want to make $100,000. Dude, I don't ever know what I make, and I haven't since I don't even remember until I get my W-2s or my 1099s, and I'm like, oh, that's what I made last year. I have no idea. Here's what I focus on is success. I like to win. I'm a competitor. I don't like to fucking lose. I like to win. If me and you were friends and we are out and we want to win, but it means you got to give up your hand for us to win, guess what? You've got one fucking hand gone because we're winning. I'm about winning, but that's how I'm built. Not everyone's built like me. I love to win. I love success. I love to win. I don't like to lose. I am not a good loser. I'm a sore loser. I get pissed. I get frustrated. I get motivated. But you know what I do? I learn from my losses. I educate myself from my losses. And I'm ready to go again and play again or do again or push again so I can be successful. You have got to decide what is your map. I talk about it in my book. I talk about it on the podcast. Create your own map. This is your destiny. There is nothing wrong with being a gazelle. There's nothing wrong with being a lion. We need both. There's nothing wrong with being average, and there's nothing wrong with being a savage. You've got to take the bull by the horns. You've got to take chances. Nobody successful never took chances. That just doesn't happen. You have always got to be able to risk things and bet on yourself. I'll tell you a story. When I first, you know, had a kid and I got a job at... I was working, let's see here, at First Union doing sales on the phone in a call center, not in a little Mickey Mouse bank. I was in a huge call center in Charlotte. I shouldn't have had that job. I had a fake resume. A lot of things to get that job I probably shouldn't have had, okay? But I had the job and I'm 19 years old, 18, just turned 19. And I'm making about 65 grand a year. No high school education, no college education. I'm the number one salesperson in the company. Taking the phone calls and transferring over to get loans and products and stuff over to the loan officers, upgrading their checking accounts. I'm number one. I was just super competitive. I wanted to be number one. I didn't want to be average. There were people to my left, people to my right, people in front of me, people behind me. They just didn't want to move the waves. They just wanted to get by. They just wanted to clock in. They were okay with being average. I wanted to be number one. I was excited. I was like, I want them to talk about me. I want to get promoted. I want to win a trophy. I want my name on the damn wall. I want some wooden plaques to take home. So I pushed and pushed and pushed, and I found a way. Hey, you know what? I'm really good at sales. I'm good at talking to people. I'm good at saying, hey, how are you doing it? And becoming friendly with them and getting them to enroll in whatever I thought was good for them and sending them up. Like, I was really good at that. But when I first went in there, you know, I was middle of the road. I had to figure it out. I had to want to make a difference. I had to want to become a savage and push the envelope. Now, take in mind, I wasn't supposed to have that job. I fibbed on my application and said I had a two-year degree. That's a true story. I pretended I had a two-year degree to get the job. I was really good at making resumes. It was 1998. February of 1998. And I felt like, hey, you know what? I had a fake ID. I had no college education, no high school education, but I was pretty good at sales. I did some sales over telemarketing, selling home security. I did some sales, you know, knocking on doors, trying to sell vacuum cleaners, which by the way is a ripoff. Don't ever do that. I did that and felt horrible. I was like, this is bad. I don't want to do this. But I got a job there. I applied for the job. And when I did, HR, I applied, everything was fine. This is before they had all the cool, sexy internet and applications and be able to find things online right now. Like they do now, things were instant. Back then it wasn't. So I fibbed on my application and said I had a two-year associate's degree from UNCC Charlotte. And so I filled out my application, said I was 22, I wasn't, I was 19. I had a kid on the way. And I interviewed well, got the job, went into training, and I had to do a good job. I was so nervous that if I wasn't one of their top reps, they would fire me if they found out I didn't have a college degree. So that put me in a corner and pigeonholed myself to really push myself to do better and be the number one person on the phones. And I can tell you this, in training, we were taking calls. I was outdoing everybody already out on the floor that wasn't in training. I was the number one rep in 2 weeks of training before I even hit the floor. That's how good I was, and that's how motivated I was to become a savage, to prove the difference. During training, my last couple days of training, HR pulls me in. They go, hey, you know, Mr. Waller, we can't find your degree at UNC Charlotte. And so I asked them, because my name is William Jason Waller. I said, well, did you look under William? Did you look under Jason? They said, oh, we looked under Jason. I said, no, it's under William. And a pit in my stomach happened. I'm like, this is not good. I'm lying. I filled out an application incorrectly. I'm going to be terminated for this. Remember, I was 19 years old. It was 1998. Had an opportunity, wanted this job, filled out the stuff, had to figure it out. I'm like, I'm going to get it. It's fine. I got it. I was like, whoa, I got the job. Well, now I'm the number one rep leaving the floor. I go onto the team. HR's left me alone. I get out there for another 2 weeks. I crush it. I'm on this manager. John Kinley is my manager. I'm on his team. I'm blowing it up. You know, he was a mentor of mine early on. I was like, look at this. He's the number one manager. I win an award for number one rep. I'm making all this money. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm helping all these customers out. I'm loving what I'm doing. 19 years old. John Kinley pulls me into the office. 2 weeks. We just got the award. He got a trophy and I got a plaque. And he says, Jason, we need to talk. I said, okay. My stomach hit the ground. He said, I got to ask you a question. I need you to be honest. I said, okay. He said, well, did you lie on your application and say that you're 22? And did you say that you have a college degree? I said, yeah. He said, so you don't have a college degree? I said, no. He said, why would you lie? I said, well, I probably shouldn't have. But had I not filled out that application, had I not put that information on there, I wouldn't have interviewed so well with your HR team. I wouldn't have got this job. You wouldn't have been the number one manager. I wouldn't have been the number one rep. And he looked at me and he said, all right, don't ever do that again in your career, like ever. I said, okay, done. And I got to keep the job. I worked there 9 months. I crushed it till I decided to have a 9-week fiasco in the Navy. That's a whole nother conversation. However, I was crushing it in a position I shouldn't have had. I wanted to be a savage to make sure I didn't lose my job. They gave me that opportunity, even though I fibbed and I pushed and I poked to get that opportunity. My ass jumped on that horse and my ass became a savage because I wasn't going to take no for an answer. I wanted to be the number one person on that team. I wanted it to be an issue for them to let me go. I wanted them to go, holy smokes, this guy's got it. Doesn't matter about his background or his education or any of that stuff. I wanted that to count for something. That has been my whole story in life. When I opened up a home security system company for the first time, I still worked at Bell Atlantic Verizon Wireless. Well, there, I was one of the top BAMs out there. I was destroying it. I was crushed. I was doing well. But I struggled. I wasn't getting promoted because of my age. You know, I was getting looked over. I would be this number one business account manager, but I couldn't get promoted. He was 22, 23 years old. They're like, they're not going to promote me to a data manager. Everyone else was 30 or 40 with a college degree. I might have all the sales experience. I might be the best one. I might even be the best suited for the job because I can motivate and get people inspired, but they weren't having it. You know, 2001, 2002, 2003, when I worked there, I wasn't getting promoted. I was crushing it every year being the number one rep, never a promotion. Never, not once. That bothered me. I felt like they were holding me back to be average. I wanted to be a savage. I wanted to be the best I could be. I felt handcuffed. I felt like I was in a cage, a Tasmanian devil ready to take on the world, and I couldn't go. So what did I do? Well, buddy of mine, Kevin, who's a business partner of mine now, had a small alarm company in Arizona. I said, hey, if you ever want to head out south, let's do it. We connected. He showed me everything he did right. He showed me everything he did wrong. And I said, dude, I can do that. Let's do that. So it took me about 6 months to get licensed, still working at Verizon, went to my manager and said, hey, look, I've got this opportunity to open this home security company. You're not going to get 100% of me, but you're going to get 75% of me. Does that work? He said, absolutely. I said, great. So I learned from the first experience, you don't want to fib to your company. So I was upfront with it. Like, hey, I'm your number one dude. You're going to get 75% of me because I'm going to spend 25% of my time starting this new business because I've got to do me. He respected that. Probably had no faith that it would be successful. Home security company? Okay, yeah, whatever. Everybody was against me. My own family, my wife's family, my friends, my neighbors. They're all like, dude, home security, dude, whatever. Have fun with that. You've never ran a business. You didn't go to college. You don't know what you're doing. My wife was pregnant with our second kid when this went down. I'm sorry, just had our second kid when I was opening up. So she just had our second kid right when we were opening up. So we had two kids. I mean, it was chaotic. And I said, I can do this. I don't want to just get by. I don't want to be average. So I was building that slowly, you know, running appointments at night, working Verizon Wireless during the day. Well, then I saw an opportunity to where I started to do so well there. And I started to hire people and people work for me and get them motivated that I then left Verizon and went full time there. And that's when I took a chance. I bet on myself. I went from just being this average person who worked at Verizon to this entrepreneur savage that was going to bet on himself and take everything he's got and risk it all. I took all my savings, everything, dumped it into doing this. I didn't get paid for almost a year in that alarm business. That's why I was staying at Verizon while I was working, reinvesting that money back into the business to open it up and let it take off. Long story short, I built that company up. Day in, day out, mornings, nights, every day, busting my ass to be the best. I was with a group called Monotronics. They're now called Brinks. They had over 500 dealers. Little old me running out of a master bedroom with a tile board from Home Depot was able to build that company all the way up. They had over 600 dealers to number 8 in the country. And then eventually bump it up to number 2 in the country with some extra growth in other states, which was a game changer. But I built that up the first 4 years to be number 8 in the country. Then the next 2 years, I got it up to number 2 until I partnered with Power Home Technologies. But I wanted to be in the top 25. They would send out a list every single month, top 25 dealers. I wasn't in it. It pissed me off. I was sick of being average. I was sick of being going to a dealer, you know, conference or going to an alarm show. And I was just I was a gazelle. I was a nobody. I wanted to fucking matter. I wanted to walk in and I wanted to be able to bring a presence. I wanted to be number one. I wanted our company to be the best. I wanted us to do something great. For those people listening right now or watching, you got to ask yourself, do you have that fire? Do you have that ambition? Do you have that drive to take it to the next level? If you do, you've got to start making moves. If you don't, that's fine. But if you do, you have it in there. You have fire in that belly. You got to cut the handcuffs off and you got to start making risks and you got to start doing shit. That's how you become a savage. You don't become a savage by sitting and watching people play the game. You become a savage by playing the fucking game. You get in there and you kick some ass and you win the game. That's how you become a savage. You go all in. You give all your efforts, all your energy, all your ambition, all your passion, all your strength, all your goals. You stick it in one, you go on the field and you give it 110%. And one of two things will happen. One of two. One, you won't get the results you wanted, but fuck it, you will learn from it and you will be better by trying again. Or two, you start to become a fucking savage, you take it to the next level, and you start to doing what you want to do, creating your own map, owning your power in life, in goals, in experiences, in your own education, in your skill sets, in your wealth, in your family, in your desires. You are owning that yourself. But you've got to ask yourself if that's what you want to do, and then you've got to do it. You can't talk about it. You got to do it. You can't box, hey guys, this is what we're going to do, and then never fucking do it. You got to do it. You got to take chances. You got fire in your belly. You're already there. You got fire. I want to do this. Then do it. What are you waiting for? You're unhappy in your job right now, and you've got a great idea. Fucking do it. Why not? There's another dead-end job you don't like you can get tomorrow if it doesn't work. But quit settling. For those that want to settle, fine. But for those that don't, quit settling. Become a savage. Change the world. Make a difference. There's no reason to sit in the back seat and watch everybody else drive the damn car. Get your ass in the seat and drive the car. I'm tired of people making excuses and finding reasons to not do shit. Why don't you wake up and find reasons and challenge yourself to do shit? Rather than go, I don't know if I should do this for that. Maybe you should ask the question, I should do this for this, right? Like, why don't you change that fucking paradigm of what you're thinking? Quit making excuses. Quit pointing the finger. Quit letting fear control you. This is your opportunity. I gave you two small little stories where I wanted to be a savage. That list goes on. You can get a lot of that information in the book coming out, but I'm telling you, that list goes on. I live that shit every single day. And you don't get from floor one to floor 500 by fucking skipping and dueling and taking elevators and cheating. No, you get it one fucking step at a time. And it's exhausting and it's tiring. And it's like, holy shit, am I ever going to get there? And sometimes it can be demoralizing. Let me tell you a secret. Shrink your fucking goals. Shrink them to 60 days, 30 days, 90 days, 6 months max. Don't look past that. And then every single time when you get up those extra flight of steps, you're going to feel great. And then eventually you're going to go, holy shit, 3 years ago, I was way down there. Look where I'm at now. But that shit doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't. You've got to grind it. You've got to work it. You've got to take it one step at a time. You can't set these unrealistic goals and think you're going to clap, clap, I'm here. That's not what happens. So don't get discouraged. Don't quit on yourself. Don't be like, hey, I'm not going to hit the numbers this year. Dude, then hit what you can. Small goals. Everyone asks, how the fuck do you manage a billion-dollar company? I don't know. Because 6 months ago, it was an $800 million company. And 6 months before that, it was a $700 million company. And 6 months before that, it was a $400 million company. I do it in 6 months tranches. I'm not looking at going, what are we going to do with a $5 billion company? Hell no. I'm looking at breaking $1 billion in revenue. Right now, we're paced to do $600 or $700. My goal is, hey, here we go. How do I get to this next quarter to get to over $1 billion? You got to challenge yourself, but set it realistic small goals. You need some small wins. But quit sitting passenger. Quit sitting in the back seat. Quit questioning yourself. Quit finding reasons to not do things. Quit asking yourself, confusing yourself. Go with your intuition. Find reasons to do things. Don't look at it as, I shouldn't do it because of that. Look at it as, I should do it because of this. That's a mindset that you can change. Again, you're unhappy, make a change. You don't like what's going on, make a change. You're tired of things, make a change. This is your life. This ain't your mom's life. This ain't your dad's life. This ain't your spouse's life. This ain't your kid's life. This is your life. You only get one. Do something with it. Do something that you're going to feel good about. Do something that you're going to be positive about. Do something that you can go to bed going, I gave it my all today. I feel really good. I want everybody who has that fire in their belly burning in their veins. I want you to become a savage. I want you to toughen up. I want you to take chances. I want you to quit taking no for an answer. I want you to overcome adversity and do what you got to do. You are capable. You are great. God intended you to be what you want to be. Get out there and be that. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
Damn, damn, True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power.